to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl Lindebot. Phone lines here are 221-1402. Now, if you happen to be traveling around the valley, you can get us on 1670 AM, 10,000 watts, that we can hear all the way up to Cedarville, a beautiful place up there in the mountains with ponds and lakes. And my gosh, it's a beautiful place to visit.
Squirrel shooting capital of the world.
Squirrel shooting capital of the world. That's true. And we're going to talk about that maybe a little bit. We've got a couple special guests here today. And speaking of special, here's my producer.
Good morning.
For Frosty.
I was thinking the squirrel shooting capital was my backyard.
Some it is.
Well, there may be some squirrely things out there. They taste good. So you're eating the squirrel shooting?
Sometimes. My mom almost told me if I shoot it, I have to eat it.
Really?
And that's a good rule.
Really? Have you ever seen one of these little furry potatoes up there in the North State?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't want to eat those.
Unless it's a cue ball.
And speaking of cute little objects.
Moi?
Linda, good morning.
Oh, I'm. You know what? There's so many women that want to slap your face.
Why? Because I say cute?
Because you said object.
Oh, but you're the object of my affection.
Okay, that's good. Clarify that. Hey, congratulations, Melissa Hunt. Won Dancing with the Stars Saturday night. What a gala that was. We had the best time. It was just really a lot of fun. So, and the place was packed. And so I know there was
a lot of people there.
Lots of people there. And so anyway, congratulations, Melissa, who is, she's on the board of supervisors for Anderson, correct?
That's right, down there. And she was just dancing her little shoes off.
Yeah, she had the red pants on that had the fringe across the backside and down the side. And that was for the salsa.
And that fringe was
shimmy
going
her
for
stuff.
It.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, we have a special guest in the studio today, and we're going to be covering a lot of stuff there. I don't know. It's Monday. You know how it is. We've come in. We had a big weekend. We're going to start the week off. We've got a lot of things that are kind of thick and juicy in the political scene, some things that are going on that I'm sure you're going to want to know about. And we're going to be talking about that coming up.
Yeah, and everything. Of course, again, this is your show. So, give us a call, and it's like we say, we prepare things, but we're off and running as soon as we get that first phone call. Our guest today is Greg Mann, but also Sheriff Mack is going to be calling in. We're going to talk a little bit about what's happening on the 17th, and, the Sheriff Mack coming down here and talking about the powers that your county sheriff has, and the powers that the county sheriff could use if they choose, plus just questions on the Constitution and other items and law enforcement representation and all that. He's going to be down there saying, but we'll be talking to them. Give us a call, 221-1402 after this break. This is Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back. It's Carl and Lindebot here. It's Monday. Good morning. Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cascade Paints. You know they have Mystic Paint there? That's the only place in town that carries it. It's non-toxic, and they use it in hospitals. We are using the paint right now as we're having our house painted, and we love these guys. They are definitely high in the integrity department. So if you're looking for paint, go to Cascade Paints on the corner of California and Eureka.
Ray John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How are you, sir?
Well, we're doing great, and I understand you have some good news about a bad subject.
Yeah, on that cat killing last week, the public has come through mightily. As of this morning, the reward's up to $4,500.
Wow.
And people are calling in with information, and the police, Sergeant Dean Steinberg, is helping us out. It's been an incredible outpouring of support.
I got an email on yesterday, actually. I saw somebody in the audience Saturday night with Dancing with the Stars, and the next day the email said that she was just outraged, and she sent a mass email out to 80 or 90 people, and she was getting replies back saying that people were writing checks right then. So I'm sure you are going to get a higher higher number than $4,500 for the reward.
Yeah, Linda, we're excited. Anything we can to bring these scumbags down will help. If you need any information, you can call me here at 241-1653.
Are there any suspects in this?
You know, I can't say right now, but we're closer than we were a couple of days ago, okay?
Okay. Now, for people that didn't catch us last week, the story is that a family has an older cat that it was kept in a garage with just the garage door open just a little bit so it could go out. And these people, these thugs lured the cat out with tuna fish.
Correct.
And then when the cat was starting to eat the tuna fish, they hit it with a cup of gas and set it off.
Right.
You know, I mean, and here's my belief of that. If somebody does that, first of all, you're sick to do that anyway to any living creature. But it's a short step before, oh, hey, that was kind of exciting. Hey, look at that person laying underneath the tree over there. Mm-hmm. At night. I mean, we've already had some homeless gent get himself killed by three teenagers. I figure the next step then is to throw gas on somebody under there and light them off. So
you're so right, girl. Yeah. And matter of fact, the gentleman who died was a former student of mine at the Good News Rescue Mission.
Yeah.
A very gentle giant, just a kind man.
Uh-huh.
And these kind of people, Maggie said to me the other night, she says, this is how Jeffrey Dahmer got his start.
Oh yeah, well, serial killers, anybody that's like that, they usually start by taking off torturing little animals.
Yeah,
and they work their way up. So we need to catch these rodents and put them away.
You got a deal. So anything I hear, I'll give you a call right away, and same with you do for me. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks.
Thanks
a lot.
For the update.
Good day, friends. Bye bye.
We have a special guest in the studio today.
Yeah, that's just going back to that one more time is, cats aren't my favorite animals. They just aren't. But I tell you what, for somebody to do that, to lure it out just to do that, there's something dreadfully wrong with that person. And I just really hope that these perps are caught and then let them stand up in front of the people here and just say, try to explain, why'd you do that? You know, oh, I was drunk. I was high. I was on something. You know what? Anyway. Greg Mann.
That's sociopathic behavior, and we need to rid our society of that. And
well, you know, I actually saw somebody write, well, you don't know where these kids are coming from. You know, what if they'd had a bad childhood? Hey, guess what? I don't give a rat's ass about their childhood. There's right and wrong. And right. You know the difference. You don't set a living creature on fire just for your amusement.
Yeah.
And come on. Anyway.
Of course, that's part of the reason why we have our wonderful, illustrious sheriffs to help take care of our area.
Well, that's it. You know, Greg is heads up the Bostonian Tea Party Association we have here, and was the driving force behind that big protest that was back on, I guess, what, April 17th?
April 15th.
April 15th on tax day.
And several thousands of people.
Several thousands of people there, no matter, I mean, any way you count it, the only people who couldn't count was, oh.
July 17th, we have another event that's happening where the gentleman we have on the phone, would you like to tell our listeners about this?
Bostonian Tea Party, which is our local group, part of formerly Tax Day Tea Party, Tea Party Patriots, is very, very happy to host Sheriff Richard Mack, originally from Douglas County, Arizona, and now living in Pima, Arizona. And I believe Sheriff Mack is on the line, if I'm not mistaken.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Well, good morning.
Hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Well, thanks. That sounds like a great name for a show.
Well, you know, like we said, you know, it's a free fire zone. You can fire anything you want into it, but there's a lot of times fire keeps coming back out of it, too. So,
may I add that we have a retired sheriff who is speaking with a retired colonel of the Marines. This is Carl Bott and his lovely wife, Linda.
So, Sheriff, what...
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm honored. Thank you.
Well,
you
know, well, we're honored. Thank you for being on our show this morning.
You know, Sheriff, I know you're coming up here to talk on Thursday. And can you just tell our audience some of the things that you're going to be talking about, some of the topics you're going to be hitting?
I think it's Friday, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, did I say Thursday? I'm sorry. I meant Friday.
It's Friday from 7 till 9 at the Reading Rodeo Ground, or Reading Rodeo Grounds.
That's right.
You're the MC.
I will. You know, primarily, I've been traveling the country for the past 10 or 15 years, but and I've seen people's frustration with government that entire time, but the last year or so, it has increased to the 10th power, and people are so frustrated and overwhelmed with the balance of power shifting completely to Washington, D.C., as if there were no constitutional limitations in existence anymore, that Washington, D.C. can run our lives, and people are wondering what we can do. And I'm here to tell you that the President of the United States cannot tell your sheriff what to do. Your sheriff is the ultimate answer. He's the ultimate law enforcement authority in this country and in his county. And he has the power, the authority, and the jurisdiction, and hopefully the courage to protect his citizens' constitutional rights no matter what. And that's the bottom line of every bit of this.
Okay, Sheriff.
County sheriff and local officials, we can take our counties and our country back one county at a time.
Okay, Sheriff. Now, look, we're going to have to take a quick break here, and we'll come back to you as soon as we take this break. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Our guest today is Greg Mann, but also Sheriff Mack. But let's go to the phones first. Elaine, good morning.
Hi. Listen, I'm so glad that Sheriff Mack is coming to town. And, Sheriff, we welcome you. We are so glad to hear you're coming.
Well, thank you. Last night
I went online. I read the Supreme Court decision that went in your favor regarding the powers of Congress under the Brady Bill. Very interesting.
Yeah.
But my question is this. He is talking about the rights of sheriffs, and our sheriff has not bothered to put in an appearance when Sheriff Matt comes, claiming prior commitment, even though he did that before the date was set. My question is, why cannot, and maybe the power of the media can help here, why cannot we find out why he will not send a representative to this rally?
Well, I believe every sheriff should be looking at this. You know, I don't know if he knows and understands the case that you just cited. You know, there have been a couple of sheriffs that have sued the federal government and won a case at the United States Supreme Court to protect the office of the sheriff, to protect local sovereignty and the autonomy of the sheriff's office. And I think that's worthy of attention. And, you know, any sheriff in this country should be obligated in a lot of ways to investigate that case and to see if there's something else he can or should be doing to protect his citizens.
Well, I think at the very least,
the ultimate responsibility of any sheriff in this country is to make sure that the constitutional rights of his citizens are being protected. And that's what all this is about. And I have proof positive, not just from the Supreme Court decision that you mentioned, but throughout history and the Constitution and Declaration of Independence, it all folds into one final result and conclusion that the sheriff is indeed the ultimate authority and power, and that he is there to be the last line of defense for his citizens. That's all this is about. It's not subversive. It's not anything the sheriff needs to be afraid of. And we invite him to learn part of this police ethics issue is really what we're talking about here.
Well, if I can,
I have irrefutable evidence that this is true.
Okay, well, you know, I tell you what, after our show, when we were talking to Sheriff Basenko, after the show, he is working diligently to try and change his schedule. Because he wants to, you know, he would like to be there, and he did have things, but like I said, he told us, and I believe the sheriff, he was trying to change his schedule. He'd like to be there to hear what Sheriff Mack has to say.
That's my understanding, too.
Can he not send a representative in his place?
Well, you know what? I would not rule that one out either. But, you know, that's something we'll just get a hold of the sheriff and see what he says about that, Lane.
Okay.
But thank you so much for your phone call.
Bye-bye.
I'd like to see everybody in his department attend, especially those who are not on duty. And, it would be worthwhile meeting for each one of them.
Now, Sheriff, we've got just a couple minutes before we have to take. We've got 1 minute before we have to take a break.
And I've got to get going here, so I'll probably not be able to stay on any longer after that.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, Sheriff, we certainly appreciate you and us talking today. And we're going to be pushing, of course, for our representatives to be out there on Friday.
Great. Thank you so much.
Well, we have the honor of being the MCs for the event. And I know that our members of the city council will be there, and I'm sure there will be a few others. So, again, welcome to our state, and I'm sure that I can't wait to hear you talk.
Well, thanks. And all of this is solution-oriented, and that's what people need to know. There is an answer to their feelings of frustration and the overwhelming feelings that we have that there's nothing that can be done. Well, there is. There is an answer, and it's in your local community. And, again, we'll provide irrefutable evidence that that is true.
Well, that's great, Sheriff. So thank you so much for your being on the show today, and we will see you Friday.
See you Friday. I'm very much looking forward to it, and thanks so much for having me on today.
Thank you. Looking forward to getting some answers.
Yeah. Okay, this is Carlin DeBott, Free Fire Radio. We've got to take a quick break here. News Talk 1400, KQMS. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400, KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Not only do they make fine coffee, they'll even sell you mini espresso machines, and then teach you how to use it, because they're selling gourmet coffee. They're having a cigar sale there. They've got that great walk-in humidor. The people that work there are just outstanding, and Joe and Shelley support our community. Now let's go back and let's support them. You know, go down at 2143 Tobacco and Brew and Espresso Joe's. Okay. Greg Mann.
Bostonian Tea Party guy who's putting together this event on the 17th with Sheriff Mack.
With a lot of help, too, from Carl and Linda, and also we've had some help from the Eliante family in hosting this. So a lot of support. But we also have kind of an all-call out there to sheriffs in our surrounding counties to also hopefully invite and have them attend, participate in this, because there is a lot of good information that they can work with their constituencies.
Okay, let's just put it in a nutshell quickly. It's Friday night.
Yes.
At the Reading Rodeo Grounds. What time?
Between 7 and 9.
So it starts at 7?
Starts at 7.
Okay. Now, in a nutshell again, because a lot of times with radio, people are getting in and out of the shower, or they're getting in and out of a car. What's happening Friday night? Why should somebody want to be there, and why should they be there?
Sheriff Richard Mack from Douglas County, Arizona, retired. Who is a constitutional scholar of sorts and has actually fought the Brady Bill all the way up to the Supreme Court and won, has some insightful things about constitutional precepts and how they apply to county jurisdictions and, in particular, to the county sheriffs. And so I think it's important that our folks hear this. It's important that our sheriffs hear this. We would like to see a big turnout and empower the people as far as this overarching threat from federal and sometimes state government.
I don't think people realize the power that a county sheriff has. I mean, for some reason, people don't understand that. And Sheriff Basenko was telling me that next to the governor, the county sheriff is authorized to call up volunteers. And he can authorize a suspension of posse comitatus by calling in deputies. Mm-hmm. So he could have a and I hate to use the term, but he could have his own militia out here. that's a long term to use, but he could have deputies. I mean, in case of a national emergency,
right?
To do that, and maybe the wrong word to use because militia is looked at in a bad sense, even though that it shouldn't be because it was what saved our country back in the
1700s. Well, how did that guy in Arizona get away with making all those prisoners wear pink suits?
Well, actually, it's funny because Joe Arpaio is one of the people who writes a preface for Richard Mack, but he's kind of bucking the system, but by the same token, he does know that he stands on very firm ground, along with Richard Mack and any other very bold sheriff.
Well, but see, the thing about it is, a lot of it depends on your state laws. It's not federal laws, because that's why Sheriff Joe and other people have gotten away with some things that everybody says makes common sense to me. I mean, it's like have them grow their own food. They're taking care of the animals out there, you know, at their humane shelters. They're doing things like that that are saving money for the county. Yet we can't seem to do that here in this state because it's illegal. Instead, we've got to spend billions on health care to the prisoners. We're spending, you know, you can't put them in a pink suit. Or pink underwears, but what you're having them wear.
And a balanced meal, of course.
And, it's like Sheriff Pasenko said. He said they've, by law in California, they got to have cable. So he gives them, like, I think Disney and the Weather Channel, something like that. But see, there's different laws in California because we need to protect our prisoners because they're just misunderstood children that, you know, had a bad childhood, whether it was in the United States or Mexico, because we treat everybody the same in prison. We're equal opportunity servers, you know, whether they're illegals or not. Because illegals are, it's okay to be illegal to be in California. It must be. Because nobody ever says a damn thing about it. Nobody does a damn thing about it. So it must be okay to be illegal.
What about protecting our citizenry, though? Because after all, our citizenry pays for this. And if it is an unfunded mandate, if this is being crammed down our throat by either the state or the feds, and for all intents and purposes, we are broke, we can't afford it. At some particular point, you say, all right, we're going to have to suspend these things. We're not going to do them any longer because we can't pay for it.
Well, because we can't get those out of, you know what? Because we can't get those out of the other committees. We can get gun control and we can get ammunition, you know, control bills out of committee, but we can't get anything about, you know, when I was in the Marine. So I was going to testify in this court martial, and the defense, you know, defense attorney, you know, they do this where they talk to you beforehand, they take a deposition, and he's just going after me. I go, wait a minute, Captain, and I was a captain too, and I said, what about my rights here? I mean, you're talking about this, you know, and he's looked at me, says, hey, you don't have any rights, and I don't have any rights. He says, no, you weren't accused of anything. And you know what? He was right. I mean, I had not been accused of anything, so he could go at it. And the person who's been accused had the rights, not me. And that just leads to so many other things I don't even want to get into. But anyway, okay. I think that Friday could be really interesting with Sheriff Mack. We're going to call the sheriff's office and see if the sheriff can't be there. And I know that Tom was talking about he would have, you know, he's going to try and be there. If not, I'm sure he'll have a representative there. And we've got a number of other things we want to touch on today.
Free? Is it free?
Yes, it is.
Well, that's even better. It's free.
Free of charge.
Yeah. Free of charge.
7 o'clock, Rodeo Grounds.
So yeah, we're doing this as a public service to our community.
Well, you know what's interesting is that so many people feel lost. We hear it on a regular basis where, you know, you feel like it's, you know, becoming so government, taking over, changing with the changing of the guard, and our country's falling apart. And we hear so much of this. So here's a chance for you to go hear a person who has done some things to buck the system and get educated. That's what Friday night's about, is becoming more educated with our rights.
You know what I find so interesting is that back in the 60s, the people that were, you know, in the revolution sense, everybody looked down at them. Oh, gosh, you know, they're revolting. But now you've got people that are in their middle age and younger. But they're looking at what's going on around them, too, and saying, enough, enough's enough. And then I've had people, and rightfully so, they say, well, where were you during the last 8 years? Well, the thing is that it takes a while for people to finally have enough. And when they do, they have had enough. And they're saying, you know, the government is too powerful. And it is too powerful when it can reach down and touch you so many ways.
Well, along that lines, it's interesting. When we had the Sundial Bridge rally, which was there, we had probably 2,500 people, 2,700 people. We expected that there would be a bit of a cleanup afterwards. There was not a speck of trash anyplace. The people were respectful. They were reverent. They were peaceful. It was a beautiful demonstration, and there was nothing to clean up afterwards. I'll tell you what. That's the way to do a rally. That's the way to protest.
Yeah. Well, Greg, we appreciate you being here today and getting Sheriff Mack on the phone with us. And we will be seeing you on Friday. I knew it was Friday. I was just checking to see if the sheriff knew. All right.
Thank you.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
You bet. When Greg and his group, you know, put these things together, some people, you know, why are they doing it? It's because they want a voice. And like this show, we hope, is a voice for our community. And it doesn't have to be, you know, a conservative voice or a liberal voice. It's just a voice. And we welcome all comments. We welcome all persuasions on here because, you know, nobody is going to be shot down just because you don't agree with what the guest says. But you need to have a right to be able to express yourself and not worry about being put on some kind of a terrorist watch list. You know, Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS.
Hey, it's Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Good morning. It's Monday. This portion of the show is brought to you by Everything Medical. And you know, it's just that. It's a full-service medical supply store that is Medicare-accredited and has been awarded the Exemplary Provider Award. You know, they've got the largest variety of products in town, showroom, and a warehouse locally owned and offer free home safety assessments, lifts for cars and vans, and free delivery for products brought there. Everything Medical, 2109 Hilltop Drive. Let's go to the phones. Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I sure appreciate having Sheriff Matt come to Reading here, but it'd be nice if our sheriff would attend, and I sure hope he can make get all these deputies show up down there too, because that'll really do him a lot of good. I've heard Sheriff Mack a number of times, and up in Siskiyou County, and he came to Reading one time, oh, back in about, I think, 97, something like that, he was here in Reading. And anyway, we have one of the finest sheriffs, retired sheriffs of Northern California here from Modoc County, lives right here in Reading, and that's Bruce Mex.
Oh, okay.
And he would be a good person for you to, like, you know, because he was raised right up there in your favorite hunting country up there in Cedarville.
Cedarville, you know, I really like that place.
Yeah, he was. That's where he was raised. Went to school in Cedarville.
Well, thank you.
And he is really a good sheriff, and he was the whole time that he lived in Modoc County, he'd be a good one.
Yeah, well, maybe he'll be there Friday, and we can introduce him.
I think he might be.
Yeah, well, if he is, we got to make sure that we need to know who our retired sheriffs are. I don't know if Jim Pope's coming or not. But, you know, for sure, if he's going to be there, we need to introduce him.
You betcha.
Okay, hey, Jim, thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you. Bye.
You bet.
Modoc County. Okay. We were just there Saturday.
You know,
lovely Alturas.
Right. Okay, now, we were there for a funeral, so, which is probably why Linda got upset with me when I asked her if I could still bring my rifle, just in case we had some extra time. But
actually, he was the grandson of Buck Server, who was the sheriff up there.
The county sheriff up there.
Yeah.
And in fact, yeah, that's right, Buck Server and some, the guy that was working out at the graveyard at the cemetery who was doing the digging says, hey, is he any relation to Buck Server? And they said, yeah, that's his grandson. He goes, yeah, Buck arrested me a couple of times, saying I don't know what's going on with that. Anyway, okay.
So, Greg, we'll see you Friday at the rodeo grounds at 7 o'clock, and we're going to be there. I think, like I said, let's we can never have too much information. Let's get more educated on what our sheriff, the possibilities that our sheriff can do and what's being done around the country.
Sounds
with
good.
Law enforcement.
Yeah. And happy hunting up in squirrel country.
You know what? We get a lot of letters and emails from our listeners, and I can't tell you how many we get. I'm not even counting phone calls. 100 a day, and I need to apologize to everybody because I have not gotten back to everybody or done everything that needs to be done from the great emails and letters that y'all have sent us in the phone calls. So please accept my apology. I am working, you know, valiantly to try and do it. But there are so many good hints and so many good things that you all send. I can only get to so many of them. And Linda can only get to
so many
of them.
Well, it's, you know, it's just the two. It's not like we have a staff.
Right. Anyway, but here's one in email. It says, Carl, I was thinking if we get nationalized health care and it becomes mandatory with mandatory pre-birth examinations, if that becomes the rule. Because if you have national health care and they say, okay, fine, then if you're going to have a bit, you know, you've got to have, you know, we want to make sure that we take care of the babies So we're going to have a mandatory, you know, they have the pre-birth look at.
Prenatal.
Prenatal stuff, right. Then the question is, if a baby has a birth defect that holds long-term and expensive care for the life of the child, will the state make an abortion mandatory? Something to ponder, and then it's signed Dave. It's something that, you know, can the state do that? If they can tell you, you are going to have mandatory health insurance, which is what they're saying, everybody has to sign up for it. Is it, how far a step is it before they tell you that you've got to have prenatal care for your babies, to take care of your babies? Because the babies can't, this is so funny, is that they will insist that you take prenatal care, but also at the same time, they're spending money on abortions. So, but then if you find out that the baby does have a birth defect and it's going to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars for this child.
I'd be curious to know how they find out, how far along in the term of the pregnancy do they find out if a child has, is deficient or has some kind of, you
birth
know.
Birth defect?
Yes.
Well, I think that, you know, I know they can take.
Deficient's not the right word, but birth defect.
No, it's not. No. I know that they can take tests and find out about Down syndrome and that. You know, of course, you know, Governor Palin knew that their child was going to be born with Down syndrome and chose to have their child. And I applaud her for that.
Absolutely.
That's right.
I just read somewhere, we got to take a break here. Sorry, we'll have to talk about Governor Palin when we get back. We're also going to take your call, Terry. This is Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. What do you got over there about Ms. Palin?
Well, Governor Palin is going to be appearing at a Republican gala in suburban Los Angeles. That's Simi Valley, by the way, at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, August 8th. So they're just saying that, you know, sometimes I think she's trying to broaden her awareness for the people rather than just Alaska, and that's I would love to be there.
To hear her talk?
Yeah. Of course, I've never been to the Reagan Library either. I'd love to make that. So
Frosty wants to go too.
Well, I have some friends that worked on the library in Simi Valley. Let's call after the show and see if there's any way we can get there August 8th.
Oh, really? Oh.
Tickets are not for sale. Okay. It's only for the Republican
Frosty Party. Thinks that Governor Palin's hot.
Yeah.
So...
Well, the Master of Ceremonies is going to be the conservative radio talk show and filmmaker John Ziegler. So I'm sure it's going to be a night.
John Ziegler?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Terry, good morning.
Morning.
What's up, Terry?
You made a remark about people being put in the terror watch list. Yeah. I am one such person.
I think there's a lot of us on
there. It ain't funny, bud. I haven't worked as a bridge carpenter in over 2 years because of the sheriff's. Last job I had out in the Pitt River Bridge, my boss told me I was the best carpenter he had, asked me if I was new in the area.
Uh-huh.
I laughed at him, told him, hell no, and if I'm your best guy, we're in deep shit.
Blink. Hey, Terry, we can get in all types of trouble for what you just said there. And so, thanks for your phone call, and if you want to call back, and we got to keep certain words off the air. I trust, Frosty, you did that. Okay. We know.
That's the first time we really had to do it.
That's the first time we've ever had to. That's the first time we've ever done.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing about it is that we're here, like you said, like we said, to listen to everybody and use this as expression. But we've also got to kind of like keep it civil. We've got to watch what we say on the air. And if we go, you know, if we go into a personal attack, then we're going to kind of like stop that. And if it's like when I say a personal attack, you know, some people, if you want to go after a national figure, you want to say things about Rush, you want to say things about Palin, you want to say things like that, that's national. And they can take care of themselves. We go local here, and then we've got to, you know, we need to give those people a chance also to rebut that. So, but the big thing is, yes, we're not going to censor people, but we do have to watch what's said on the air here because we can get in all problems.
Yeah, there's like a delay that we have. It's like an 8-second dump button. And you know what? When did that start? It was official that it started when somebody said some bad word and everybody was up in arms. And so it became a law that you have to have an 8-second delay dump button.
At least in some places, they've got 10 minutes worth of
So sorry about that. I mean, we want to hear your voice and hear what you have to say, but you can't say certain bad words.
I think there's seven words that George Carlin made famous that I won't even get into right here. But that was, I think it's like number four on that one. So anyway, the rest of this week, we're going to have some guests coming in on Wednesday. We've got another guest. We're trying to do as much open line as we possibly can. So that we can open up the show to people so that you can express yourselves out here. You know, I say right after I've turned, dumped somebody off. But that's, you know, for what, and for what's going on here. Whether it's, you know, the budget, the city council, our California state government, you know, four Marines killed in Afghanistan over the weekend. You know, what a sad thing that is when that happens. Because there's still war going on out there and people just don't.
You got an interesting pictorial email.
Oh, yeah. Was that great?
And I think that we were going to try to get those up on the website.
They're up on our website,
about
Free Fire Radio.
What's going on right now, current pictures from Afghanistan from the Marines.
That's right. Marines in Afghanistan. So we put them on our website, Free Fire Radio. It's a number of pictures.
Let me take a last-minute caller here.
Pat, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I promise not to use any bad words.
Well, I tell you, you know what? That is you know what? You should see all this.
We were
all levitated, like 3 inches off the ground, going that one. So, okay.
What I'm calling about is the Czar situation, and I don't think many people are aware of this, but there is a senator, Senator Jack Kingston in Georgia, and it's very worthwhile to look at his website. He has a lot of information regarding these appointed czars where President Obama is trying to circumvent the Senate by placing these people in. And if you look up the definition of czar, it's an absolute ruler.
Yeah. It's probably the wrong term to use in America, that's for sure.
Very. But you can find there are 34 of them known right now that Obama has appointed.
Yeah.
And there's their salaries are posted, yep. And they're six-figure salaries.
Yeah. Hey, Pat, we've come to the end of the show here, but we're going to address this again because this, again, is something else that it's just a way of circumventing the people. So thank you so much for your phone call. Hey, this is Carl Lindabot here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?